Good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. 10 minutes away from Joe's Need to Know News. We'll get you caught up on all the things happening over the weekend that you might have missed, kind of trending and going viral. This is an interesting list. It was actually a legitimate source, Business Insider, so I don't feel like a total loser talking about something. It was strange things that have happened at fast food restaurants in just the past 5 years. I mean, you go back, strange things always happen, but tell me if you guys have heard of these or remember these. How about this? People in France waited up to 15 hours to get free Burger King. This was in the past couple of years when they were trying to, like, I guess, roll out Burger King to France.
Yeah.
15 hours. Would you wait 15 hours to get, like, a Whopper?
No.
Absolutely
but
not.
But I don't know. It depends on how hungry I am.
Okay.
But, like, if that's the very first time, like, say that, like, you had never had McDonald's.
Yeah.
Ever, like, in your culture, in your country, then all of a sudden McDonald's was coming here. I could 1,000% see people waiting 15 hours for that.
But I'm a fatty, but I'm also a lazy fatty. Would you really, though, wait that long? No way.
Yeah, absolutely. That's huge news.
All
like,
right.
It's like something big.
I kind of want a Whopper right now. That sounds good. This was a crazy video out a few weeks ago. It happened in July. A KFC in North Carolina exploded in the middle of the night. Did you guys ever see this video?
No.
Nobody was inside, but it was like a gas leak. But it was like, I guess they were there shooting video. It's like, what's happening? But they knew there was a gas leak, so somebody was filming. And that thing just went, everybody would have died inside for sure. But it's a crazy thing happening at a restaurant. A man tossed a live 3.5-foot alligator. I think I talked about this with the dummy of the day. Through a drive-through window of a Wendy's in Florida back in 2015. He did it as a joke, but he got charged.
Jeez.
I forget the exact crime, but who has a gator?
I don't
Only
know.
Only in Florida.
It's so weird. I swear, like, fast food places are susceptible to behavior like this. It just makes sense.
Well, there's a few more Wendy's ones, too. In June, a man was accused of breaking into another Florida Wendy's where he was, trying to cook a burger, and he stole the safe. So they nicknamed him the Hamburglar, kind
that's
of an honor McDonald's
hilarious.
Guy. Now, one thing that's not, and we've seen this at multiple places before, there's a video at another Wendy's, this happened in May, showed a man taking a bath in the tub there. You like where they clean the dishes?
Ew,
do you guys remember that?
What the hell? I do not remember that. I am, oh my gosh, that makes me want to throw up.
And then one thing that wasn't on there, but do you guys remember when it was Cool Ranch? I remember that Cool Ranch Dorito Locos Tacos.
Yeah.
When somebody licked them all at a Taco Bell.
Oh, I remember that. That is so weird. Oh my gosh, this is like literally the Bluebell liquor, but before her time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Didn't get credit. Everybody
wow.
thought that was, you know, not cool, but apparently this was. There's also another video. A Texas man pretended to be a police officer to get in front of a Whataburger drive-thru line back in 2015. The man used sirens and flashing lights to try to trick people around him. Here's the thing, though. He was arrested when an off-duty police officer spotted the car and checked things out. Because obviously, even if you were a cop, you can't do that. Woo!
No, but I would so let a cop do that. Like, if I was in line and then I heard a cop with sirens and lights, I'd be like, hell yeah, you go ahead, get in front of me, because I, like, don't want to get arrested or in trouble.
Listen, I respect the law. Men and women, thank you for all that you do. I know you get a lot of flack and a lot of heat. There's a lot of good cops, though. And I got family members that have served and currently are serving. I'm not moving in a drive-thru line if you put your lights on.
Oh, I am.
No way. I'm getting my burger.
Honestly, besides for, like, that 1 in a million chance of there being an off-duty police officer there, that's low-key genius.
And finally, a woman gave birth in a Chick-fil-A bathroom. We talked about this. This happened just a month or so, within the past month. Chick-fil-A offered the couple's newborn daughter free food for life and a guaranteed job when she turns 16. We need to. Like, Lenny Breer, technical producer in Houston, like, H-Town does it right. The Chick-fil-A down there, they give you a black card, and you can eat as much Chick-fil-A as you want. Here in Indy, we don't have that opportunity. And that's terrible. That is the saddest thing I've ever heard of.
I have a question about the black card for Lenny.
Are we hooked up with Lenny right now?
So, do you pay a monthly fee to have this, and then you get Chick-fil-A for free?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yes, you can. Excellent. Well, no, you don't pay anything at all. They like media so much that they want us to be in good standing with all media. So you guys get free Chick-fil-A forever.
Wow.
Can I just have a Chick-fil-A, if you're listening in Houston and H-Town, can I just get a Joe Pass Chick-fil-A black card? I know I can't use it, but can I just, have it? Because I feel it's one of those things like, hey, look what I got
no,
in my
I
pocket.
No, I have a great Dude. Idea. When you and Lindsay finally have a kid, Joe.
I think I said when we finally get divorced.
No. When you guys finally have a kid, you need to make sure that she gives birth in a Chick-fil-A bathroom, so they give you free Chick-fil-A for life, and then every morning before the show, you can stop and get everyone breakfast.
You know what?
Oh!
See? Great idea.
Now I'm in.
See, here's the thing. It's kind of funny you bring that up. It wasn't necessarily Chick-fil-A, and there's not one in particular, but I've floated the idea to Lindsay. I'm like, look, you're going to have the baby somehow, some way. Why not do it somewhere, like maybe at a car dealership if we want to get like a new car?
Yeah.
Like, that's smart to plan out your birth. Anybody can drive you to the hospital, but do we want a new patio set? Do it at like a patio place.
Exactly, and here's the thing. She's got to have a friend that's a nurse. She's got to have a friend that's a nurse, and you can just have her tag along with you to make sure nothing crazy happens.
Liv, I don't often say this about you, but you are a genius.
I know I am. Wow. Trust me.
All right, there we go. It's the Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.